I am honored that I am arrayed with a wonderful consortium of emotions. It makes me me. It gives me personality. It makes me human. It's a wonderful thing that I can laugh and cry and have an array of emotions, that God decorated my soul with feelings. And there are wonderful things to have until the feelings have you. There's nothing worse than being led by somebody who is being controlled by moods. I have to get a grip on my feelings as a leader. I can manage the facts, but I cannot allow my feelings to abort my mission or alter my plan or change the way I conduct myself, lest I become practically schizo to deal with. And you see, when you're in a position of power, if you're schizo, everybody who gets in your atmosphere has to suffer the consequences of your indecisiveness, your aggravations, your mood swing, your attitudes. And eventually people just wear you out because they're wearing themselves out, and you get caught in their orbit. Note to self, watch out for marrying people who are dramatic. Because when you marry somebody who has a lot of drama going on, you get caught up in the orbit of their drama, and whether you want to or not, you become a victim, a captive, chained to their drama. You're scared to go in your own house. I know y'all can't nod because you're sitting beside somebody. Just keep looking right ahead and wiggle your toe. People who lead from their emotions are volatile and hard to follow. They're hard to follow because you don't know from day to day how they're going to feel today. I really try not to make emotional decisions. I have emotions, but I avoid emotional decisions. I've learned to wait. And Beverly knows to wait. Sometimes I get mad and I fire off a letter and she'll type it up, and then I'll call her like 5 hours later and say, "Have you sent that yet?" She said, "No, I thought I'd give you a day." Because right off the cuff, you know, you can flip out. So we got a 24-hour moratorium, this is true, on my letters, because if I'm hot, I will let you have it. And so Beverly just holds it 24 hours till I come to myself. Because in the heat of my emotions, I can, as my mother would say, cut off my nose to spite my face. Did y'all's mama say that too? Everybody's mama would sit there, wave your hand. I thought my mama created that. You mean my mama didn't create that? My mama act like she authored that statement. Don't cut off your nose to spite your face. Have you ever cut off your nose to spite your face? Emotions pass, but decisions linger. And a lot of times in emotions, you do things that you have to live with later. If I allow my ever-fluctuating feelings to lead my decisions, they will drive me over a cliff. I wouldn't have made it 25 years at this church. I wouldn't have made it 45 years in ministry. I wouldn't have made it almost 40 years in marriage if I allowed my feelings to control my decisions. I would have wrecked everything, lost everything, because in the heat of a feeling, and the feeling can be brought about by something that don't even have nothing to do with you. It ain't your fault that the toast burned in the toaster. But if you happen to call while it's burning, I might not be ready for you. That cliff I'm talking about going over the edge isn't literally driving your car for cliff. It's that self-sabotaging behavior. It's the kind of thing Hagar did when she got mad and ran out of Sarai's house. And she ran out of Sarai's house and got out in the wilderness and almost died. And God said, "I provided for you in that house. Go back to Sarai's house." Hagar didn't have any reason to be mad. She was the one who picked the fight. Read the story. She picked the fight and then got mad and left. But it's hard to see ourselves. Am I right about it? Right now we're shooting a film in Canada, Seven Deadly Sins. We're doing the last five anthology, the last five deposits on the anthology of Seven Deadly Sins in Canada. Shameless plug. But it's easy to make the kinds of decisions and the kinds of moves that debilitate people. The reason I love to do films is because when you see it on TV, it's easy to see what's wrong with other people. Because you can't see yourself. If I don't feel worthy, neither moral support nor mighty sermons will enable me to get up until I permit myself to go forward. Wait a minute. If I don't feel worthy, if I don't feel worthy for whatever reason, it doesn't matter what somebody preaches. It doesn't matter who supports you. Have you ever tried to support somebody who had made up their mind not to get up? It's frustrating, isn't it? It drives you crazy because you say all the right things. I know you can do this. You have the power to do this. You're created to do this. You're so gifted. You're so smart. You're so bright. And all the while you're trying to fill them up, it's leaking out the bottom of them. And it's impossible to support somebody who's made up their mind, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. And there's no sign on their head that says I'm not worthy. It's no warning, it's just there. They may not even know that they are self-sabotaging themselves. They'll shout over things that they'll never possess because they have never given themselves permission to feel worthy to be where they are.